You can sit. I'm going to give a homily. Wishful thinking on your part. It's so great to be with you. You know, we think we've been all locked down. But in fact, God has not been. Not at all. In fact, the diocese, I don't know when the last time was that we received 8 men to the seminary for 1 year. It's been decades. But that's what happened during a lockdown. I don't know when the last time you had 14 received into the church. Not so long ago. But that's not God being locked down. He's been very active. Very active, as always. You know, this year, maybe we noticed it a little more, huh? That we need God. I got news for you. We needed God just as much when we didn't have a pandemic. We need God just as much when we're healthy and having the best day of our lives as when we need God when we're having the worst day of our lives. We just don't notice it. So I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that a new awakening can happen. It's happening here. And it's been a delightful year with you. In one way, I was telling Father Mark, had there not been a pandemic, I wouldn't have spent nearly as much time at Carroll College and getting to know you as well as I have. Because I would have had other people that I'm supposed to also take care of. They get jealous, you know, if you spend too much time with one group and not the other. And it's been very edifying for me as a new bishop to be able to, how open you are with me. How open you are that you actually treat me the way Peter told Cornelius, and he's the first pope. Cornelius falls at his feet and wants to pay him homage, and Peter says, no, get up. I'm a human just like you are. You know, and in a very real way, I want to thank you, college students, in a special way, that you've treated me as a human being. And not everyone does. Some treat me beneath human dignity, and some elevate me way too high. I think you have a pretty good balance. So it's been wonderful. And then here it is, Acts of the Apostles. We've been doing the same thing ever since. So Peter's got Cornelius, he gets his whole family together and says, look at what's happening. Something's happening to this guy and to his whole house. There's some water. Let's baptize him. And his whole household is baptized. And we're going to do it tonight. Baptizing. Jesus is going to save you, four that are being baptized in a very special way. He's the one who celebrates the sacraments. So tonight he's busy. Jesus is going to baptize. Jesus is going to confirm. Jesus is going to turn bread and wine into himself, and then he's going to give himself his communion. And then he hangs out in us too. So he's very active and alive with us here. And then that gospel, huh? Couldn't have picked a more powerful way to end our school year. Listen to what Jesus says. He's talking about the Trinity. As the Father loves me. So he's talking about the Father and the Son. So this is about what's happening in God. He says, what's happening in God, in my life, I have happening in me for you. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. That he loves us the way God loves God in the Trinity. That's what we mean to him. And then he begs us to just remain in his love. We're made for God. Every one of us is made for God. And you know why? I got good news for all of us. We don't have to invent ourselves. We don't have to invent ourselves. Like figure out the whole moral code, figure out logic, figure out faith, figure out the Trinity, figure out how the seven sacraments work. In this world where everyone is trying to reinvent themselves, people of faith can just take a sigh of relief and say, it's been handed on to me. I discover who I am when I remain in Jesus. I don't have to invent myself. Boy, is that good news. Because that's a lot of burden for a bunch of 20-somethings to figure out all by themselves. Are you kidding? Jesus left us his body, the church. 2,000 years of faithful people who've done this. and who guide us now. And the church, as a loving mother, holds us close in her embrace. If we remain in Jesus, he's going to reveal who we are to us, because we don't even know who we are. He shows us. He not only shows us God, he shows us what it means to be a true human. And it's a very different message than what the world says. Don't worry yourself about reinventing who you are, but discover the beauty that Jesus, who calls you his friend, sees in you. The devil was so mad because when Jesus came to save us, he didn't now take us back to Adam and Eve's spot before original sin. Preternatural, that's a nice good word for you. But instead, he brought us into supernatural life. And that's what the devil hated so much, because now we're greater than the angels. Greater than the angels. We share in the supernatural life of God. The four young people who are getting baptized, a lot of stuff going on, man. Going to wash away original sin, every personal sin of your entire life. The Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is going to come and live in you. He's going to live in you. You become a tabernacle. You become a member of the church, not only this church on earth, but the church in purgatory, the church in heaven, the whole communion of saints. They're all excited today because they get four new family members, and they're on your side. And then confirmation happens. And when Jesus sends his Holy Spirit to mold and hold you so close that you can feel his breath. He breathes on you. Not many people breathe on you. They shouldn't be. He breathes on you and into you his very life. And it leaves a mark on your soul forever. All of us, open our hearts, huh? See what they receive and let a little of the excitement they have for the living God stir into flame the spark within us. So what do you do this summer? Pray, tell Jesus you love him, Blessed Mother, remain with him, do whatever else you're going to do, but go to him every day. Go to him. He came for us. It's so sad when we don't go to him.